DW.
Agriculture is the source of income for most of the African countries like Uganda, but extreme weather from drought to flooding is becoming an increasingly frequent problem. Farmers have been battered by weather. It's either been too wet or dry. Both destroy harvests. As climate conditions become more volatile in Uganda and other African countries, weather-based index insurance schemes have been developing to help protect agricultural investments. Bruce Campbell is director of the research program on climate change, agriculture and food security at CGAIR. He has studied this type of insurance in 18 African countries, including Kenya, Nigeria, Uganda and Zimbabwe.
Index insurance is a really neat product because in the old days with an insurance industry, you must get somebody to go out and look if there's been damage, and then there'll be a payout, and the payout will come long after the damage occurred. With index insurance, it's based on an index. So if the rainfall drops below a certain amount, then the insurance company knows the crop has failed and they will pay out the money immediately. This means the farmer gets the money back in his pocket and he doesn't have to sell his assets in order to survive.
Previously, insurance companies would not cover anything that could be considered an act of God. But with governments offering insurance subsidies, insurance firms are now going a step further so that these climate change-induced events don't leave the farmer totally broke. Robert Serwanga is an agriculture reinsurance consultant working with Ugandan insurance firms to design packages to insure against climate risks.
Weather has been responsible for up to 60% of losses in agriculture. It has not been predictable whether the weather is going to be good or bad, meaning that people who have invested in agriculture have lost lump sums of money because they didn't know what would happen. Today, it's no more, because we have got products which can insure you against the weather and especially drought and excessive rainfall. Those products are now available in Uganda. So a farmer can go into a season to plant whatever they're going to plant, pay their insurance, and in case the weather doesn't respond the way it's supposed to, then it's compensated up to the yield he was supposed to get from the farm.
Studies have shown that higher temperatures and long spells of drought, as well as excessive rainfall, are negatively impacting coffee production in Africa. The African Fine Coffee Conference in the Rwandan capital Kigali this year heard that Africa could lose up to 1 million bags of coffee to climate change-related conditions. For Uganda, studies have shown that the lowest Arabica coffee growing areas are likely to become completely unsuitable for coffee. That would mean farmers are likely to switch to other crops. The National Union of Coffee, Agribusiness and Farm Enterprise in Uganda has mobilized its members to ensure their coffee against climate change. Nuagaba Deyasu is the Deputy Executive Director of this coffee farmers' organization.
We found it very wise that coffee being a very big business and taking care of almost 90% of the needs of the household, it was important that they can ensure the income that comes from coffee to be able to have income when there is drought. Climate change is becoming more and more serious. So we thought this was a very good, adaptation measure.
He says insured coffee farmers are expanding their farms knowing that they are cushioned in case of drought. To be able to provide an insurance product, an insurer always has to define and monitor the conditions very carefully. They have to be sure that the customer will only be paid if the insurance claim is based on the events defined in the policy. So in Uganda and Senegal in West Africa, insurers are taking advantage of technologies like satellite data that reduces the cost of having assessors visit individual farmers, says Robert Serwanga.
We use the satellite. After a farmer enrolls for insurance or pays premium for a particular season, then the area were there, there is a satellite set to you, the particular farmer, to measure the amount of water in that area. And that one is measured against the ideal. So if you got less than ideal, you are compensated the percentage of deficit from the ideal.
Traveling 50 kilometers west from Uganda's capital, we meet James Musula, a coffee farmer who has taken advantage of micro weather index insurance.
Development in a business.
I decided to insure my coffee because it is a business. When drought hits the coffee plant, you lose almost an entire year of production. It can even take 2 years for you to recover. So I would have lost too much if I suffered drought for two consecutive years.
Armed with a simple smartphone, Musula is able to access reliable satellite information, which he uses to protect his crop. He also gets information on when to plant other crops. 70 kilometers away from Musula's coffee farm is Lord Wine Muweze's maize farm. The first time he insured his crops against drought, he had a claim and got paid. The next time, he paid the premium, but the season was good, so no compensation was received. Then came the destructive pest known as the fall armyworm, which is spreading across sub-Saharan Africa.
It really did us bad. The policy had actually taken was covering not just the dry spell, but even pests and diseases. Anything that could happen on the farm was all insured. So it kind of like gives you a little bit of security knowing that in case something goes wrong, you have a fallback.
So could climate or agriculture insurance similar to those operating in 18 African countries work for the rest of Africa? Robert Seruanga again.
The highest growing population in the world is in Africa. So we have to improve productivity of our land. Now, when we have risk mitigating solutions like agriculture insurance, this is where every country should come to protect their farmers from drought, and that's what reinsurance is. So all other African countries need to benefit.
When the risks involved in agriculture are insured, more and more banks will be prepared to provide loans to farmers to improve their technologies and increase their productivity.
This report was brought to you by DW.